live from the 612.
Oh, shit.
We're in Hunter's beautiful apartment.
Yeah, hell yeah. In my apartment again, an apartment episode.
Are you ready to live in the 612?
That's what this area code is.
Yes.
Yes. I love it. I love the 612.
Love the 612.
I love my apartment. Tell them about my apartment. How do you feel about my apartment?
It's great, dude. How much yoga are you doing on this thing?
I mean, I don't really do yoga on it. Oh. I do push-ups and sit-ups and crunches.
Good. There you go.
That's what I do.
Wow.
Yeah. Because a long time ago on this podcast, we were like
talking about how we have a lot of threads on this podcast that we say, this is going to be the new thing, and we never
and then we don't keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, but what I'm saying part is of the thing, I have been doing it.
Oh, that's good.
I have been doing it. We're not seeing any gains. Like, kind of.
It's kind of disappointing that you said you've been doing it this whole time, because I thought I would see some
some gains.
Yeah.
No gains, really. It did get interrupted a lot by the whole, like, moving across the country thing.
Mine got interrupted by ripping a ligament open in my foot.
Yeah. You kind of ripped your leg.
I kind of ripped the leg, dude. I ripped a fucking leg.
That's kind of what we say in, like, the workout community. Yeah. Like, I'm kind of in now.
Bro, you ripped a leg?
Yeah. Oh, no. Not rib licking.
Yeah.
But, I hear you. And, yeah, you fucked up your foot. Now you're an old man.
Now I'm an old man.
Yeah.
With still a better body than you.
It's
a guy who's been working out for fucking, apparently, weeks.
Well, since I got here. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've been here like for a month.
Yeah.
I would have expected more. Really, I would have expected more.
I think it's diet. I think I'm going to have to do, like, I think I'm going to have to eat a certain way.
Oh, you thought you could just do a couple push-ups a day and be like, I'll eat, like, trash?
No, I'm not eating, like, trash. I mean, I don't eat bad food for you.
Okay.
But I think you have to eat, like, specific stuff, right? Like, you got to eat, like, lots of protein.
Name the things that you think you got to eat.
You probably got to eat. I do eat a lot of eggs.
Okay, eggs are good.
Eggs are good. But that's probably it as far. I mean, like.
What other things are in your diet?
I get like salad kits from Trader Joe's.
Salad's good.
I don't think that's good for building
not muscle, but it's like healthy.
Yeah, no, I eat like fairly healthy, I would say. I do get a lot of like frozen stir fry stuff that's probably not very good for you. So like a bag of frozen stir fry stuff, I'll like.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're fine.
I do eat bagels. I love a bagel.
Yeah. You know, you're like trying to hold on to New York still. Like, yeah, I lived in New York. I was a big bagel
kind of
guy
a bagel
in New
guy.
York. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it's just, it's tough finding good bagels.
It's a rough bagel town.
It is a rough bagel
my
town.
My dad has spit on this town's,
He's
you
like,
know,
they ain't got no good bagels here.
They ain't got really no dad. Good food.
Oh,
really.
Wow. No good food in Minneapolis?
It's like fine, but like it's not really for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You would expect like more food options.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be a foodier place.
I mean, to really not have a good bagel store.
Yeah.
It's rough.
That's pretty weird because bagels you'd think are, you know, obviously everything's complicated. But if they can figure out how to make good bagels in New York, they should be able to figure out how to do it anywhere, right? I mean, what
yeah,
is there
but
something
people,
special
I
about New York?
I think it's more like the people who are living here are not like, we got to get a great bagel.
They're not raising the standard.
No, it's like a white waspy place, bro.
It is a white waspy place.
My dad is out here being like a Jewish guy. He mm-hmm. wants a good bagel.
Yeah.
You know, no.
And he can't get it.
If you want to connect to my dad, you're talking about trying to just make a little remark about like, yeah, the food isn't that great. He'd be like, yeah, it fucking sucks here. I hate this place. Get me out of this hellhole. Yeah.
Damn. Well, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll make negative comments
I've always,
about the food.
It sucks because I travel so much and I go to all these towns, but I'm not like a huge foodie. Like when I go to a town, I'm not like, oh, I got to go to this restaurant.
Sure.
And my dad is not like a gourmet guy. He's not like, oh, I want to go. But he knows all, like he's like, oh, you're going to Pittsburgh, you got to go to this deli.
Oh, damn.
You got to go, you know, he knows that type of food.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not
and
doing
And I don't
that.
Give a shit about that oh, food. Damn. So I feel bad. I wish I could like transport his stomach with me and be
yeah.
yo, you're eating.
You eat stuff and then.
And he gets
he
it.
He gets it he in gets, his tummy.
Yeah, because I don't give a
Ooh.
Shit.
He's just like He's in like, the wow. middle of his day, just
like,
oh,
damn,
wow.
Damn, I feel great. What am I eating?
What's Jake eating?
What's Jake eating for me?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you eat? Yeah. How do you fucking eat? Asking
terrible.
Me about my fucking diet. What,
well,
know,
I'm
what,
not out here trying to get hot or
you're
whatever you're doing.
Gains.
Yeah, I don't have
so
a yoga
So, for the record,
mat.
I am the hottest I've ever been, and I'm continuing to get hotter, okay? Yeah. That is actually happening. That's reality, okay?
Sure.
I see you looking at me right now with your judgy eyes.
I'm trying to think of, like, hot, hunter moments in my life.
Yes. Yeah. What's a hot hunter
moment?
Well,
I'm trying to think, like, has your appearance changed a lot? Fluctuated? You look the same to me.
Yeah, but I feel hot. And that's coming out, I think.
It's exuding?
Yes, it's exuding from
me. This motherfucker's exuding over here. This motherfucker's out here exuding.
No, no, no. But what's a hot hunter moment? That's a good segment right there.
I'm just trying
hot
to think
hunter
like
moment.
Okay, I'm trying to think when have you been your ugliest that I've seen you?
Yeah, yeah. When was my ugliest?
And then when have you been the hottest?
What was my ugliest? Surely you can get that easily. Like that's gotta. I mean, there were times where you're making comments all the time about me getting. Like,
well, you got chunked out you did get chunked out for a little bit.
I was getting a little chunky. It was the pandemic. We were all getting chunky.
Yeah, because I've seen pictures of us like a few years ago, and I was like, "Damn, you lost some weight in your face for sure."
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I did too.
Yeah,
I've lost weight in my face mm-hmm. because there was a couple years in the pandemic. I had medically, I got fat.
Yeah,
the doctor told me you are fat. And in true Portland fashion, I told that to a few people. Like, they shouldn't have said that. I couldn't believe. I was like, I got to get out of this town. Once we're getting the doctors need to be softer to us. I was like, yeah, this is not for me. They literally were like, he shouldn't have said it that way.
He shouldn't have said it.
I was like, the doctor shouldn't have said I need to lose 20 pounds. Yeah, yeah. This is exactly what I want a doctor for. What do I want a doctor to be like? You're just good as you are. Like, no.
No. It's health advice, people.
This
Come
is
on.
Not a pre. He's not attacking me. He goes, this is how tall you are. You're about 20 pounds overweight. You need to. He didn't even say fat. He just said, you need to lose about 20 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And people were like, he shouldn't have said that.
He shouldn't have put
a number to that.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, you're going to die so early because this is your whole attitude on life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I want a doctor to be like, this is not good.
Right.
And I lost it because of him.
You're right.
I immediately was like, oh, I got to change some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I immediately lost 20 pounds. I was like, I was embarrassed.
Yeah. You were
I was embarrassed that I got called out
it
like
was
that.
Literally, though, man, it was happening to everybody. Like, everyone experienced that in the pandemic. We all got to...
No, some people got fucking shredded.
That's true. Some people did
get shredded.
Some
people were like, I'm going to work out. And we all tried to.
Yeah.
At least I remember.
I did not try. Okay. I did not try.
Early on in the pandemic, me and Brandon Lyons were going to the park near the house that we lived at.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this.
And, I mean, he was having me, like, run up hills on all fours.
Fuck.
He was, like, training me.
Damn.
And that lasted for about a week.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, eh, fuck it. And then he kept working out because he's like psycho in that way.
Right, right.
And I was just like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to get fat.
Yeah.
And then I did.
And then the doctor got
me. The doctor got me.
Zinged you one.
Changed up my life.
Pounds.
And then I just lost. I went back right back to base level.
Yeah. This is exactly what you looked like before the pandemic.
Which is
basically.
Not like hot.
A little too skinny.
A little too skinny.
A little too skinny.
Yeah, everybody says you look not good.
It's a little...
I don't know what to do, bro. I don't know. What do you want? What do you guys want me to do?
It doesn't matter. It's working for you, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
It's working.
It's working out for you, I feel like.
Is it working out for me?
I think you're a desirable person, Jake.
Right.
And people want to be with you.
Thank
okay?
God.
I think people, even people listening right now, are... on the edge
of
their
wet.
Seat.
They're
wet,
right
wet
now. They're
people
sliding
listening.
Out of their seat right now. They're like, yeah, he is fucking desirable. I'm desiring him right now. I'm desiring that guy
right
now.
Listen, I'm kind of a desire wizard. I can like sense it.
Yeah.
Okay? Or a witch. Actually, I'd rather be a desire witch.
Yeah. And make it a female version. Don't be a wizard. Be a witch. I'm a witch. I'm a male witch. I'm a male straight witch.
I'm a male straight witch.
You are.
That's okay.
A perfect encapsulation
That's kinda,
of you.
Yes.
He's like, everybody thinks you're gay. You're not. But you're going to fake him out a little bit. Well, I think men are wizards and women are not me. But
I'm
like
a witch.
Pussy. Okay. I'm a male witch who likes pussy. Okay. I love it.
That's me.
I'm a desire witch.
Male witch. Yeah, I'm a desire witch, and I sense it around you.
You would be the one guy, you know, when girls first get in, like, you know, middle school girls get in, like, they become, like, Wiccans for that year.
Oh, sure,
remember every girl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was like, actually, we're Wiccans.
I'm Wiccan.
You would be the guy they invite.
Yeah, yeah. I would be, like, at the seance with people. Yeah.
And we would all be like, dude, that's gay. And then you would be in there secretly, not gay at all.
That was
not
just,
gay
just
at all.
Undercover, you know, behind
gay,
enemy lines.
Behind enemy lines.
Just like getting intel and shit.
Women, I don't know what it is with girls. Why do they all have a witch phase?
I don't know. I think it's like, it's fun probably. I don't know. Boys go through a lot of stuff that's dumb, you know, and then they get over it. But like, I think witches, it's fun. There's ritual. You dress a certain way.
Right.
Like, it's kind of powerful and secretive, you know?
Right.
People like secrets.
You're sixth grade.
Yeah.
You're in sixth
grade. Well, what else are you going to fucking do? You're in sixth grade. Like, boys have, like, you know, video games, you know? Like, that's what you get to do when you're a boy. But, like, they didn't make video games for girls. They specifically made them for boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Wait, what is a boy video game and a girl video game?
What? Like a bar, like, I don't know, like Barbie or something like that. Like, I guess it would be a girl video game.
They
but
Barbie video game.
I know that let's not have a conversation.
They got this.
Let's not talk about this.
You don't think girls can like Metal Gear Solid?
I think lots of girls love Metal Gear Solid. What I said, motherfucker, what I fucking said was they made them for boys. That doesn't mean boys were the only people that played them. It means the marketing.
Yeah. In China, they do. China, they don't let girls play the games.
That's true. That's a fact, historically.
They had a one-girl policy on birth, zero-girl policy.
Zero-girl policy on video games. Girls cannot play video games.
Yeah.
Because they said, she'll be weird. We don't like that.
And then guys like Hunter will be her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't want to encourage Hunter. No. They have like a picture of you like next to G, and they're like, there's no way we can let our daughters marry guys like this.
If girls play video games, they'll talk to this guy.
Yeah.
We don't like
He'll be there waiting. They have a picture of like a jock. They're like, they should be marrying this guy.
They should be fucking this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
But there you are.
Yeah. It's a picture of you, but they've like drawn on like muscles.
Abs and like a football helmet. You know, I never played football. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah, huh?
It would be funny if we were like versions of manhood that a country was like, you could be a Jake or you could be a Hunter.
Yeah.
Now we want our daughters to be with the Jakes.
Right.
Even though emotionally it would be so much healthier for them to be with a Hunter.
They would be a lot happier with the Hunters, but they have to go with the Jakes.
They have to go with the Jakes.
I think it's because what they would do is they'd be like, well, the Jakes are going to reproduce more because they're more fertile, they'll assume, you know, more masculine, more fertile.
Yeah.
I don't think I can reproduce, to be honest. I think I'm too cool.
You're too sick. You're too sick to have kids.
I think I'm too sick. I think it don't work, to be honest. I think the swimmers are like not cool.
I have evidence that it works.
Oh, okay. See, I believe that.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's what it is. It's like run with the Jakes because we need more.
Yeah.
We need more people.
Unfortunately.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, you're fertile, dude.
I'm fertile.
You're fertile.
I think I got some fucking swimmers, bro. I think my boys swim.
They're swimming. Yeah. They're in there. They're like, we got to do this. You know, they like don't let themselves relax ever.
The grind mindset that take.
Your grind balls?
They're grinding, dude.
They're grinding down there.
See, you don't have that.
No. No, no, no. We're chilling in here.
Your fucking boys are on a goddamn beach. Like, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
They
literally
like
dump a load in, and then they just go, let's just chill over here for a little bit.
Yeah.
And the guy, my guys will be.
Yeah. Right in there. All business.
All business.
And
literally not even taking in the environment.
No, not even taking in.
Nope.
Not even enjoying what's going on.
We hate it. They hate it. They're just like compelled to grind.
Yeah, they're like, we gotta do this. Yeah, yeah.
We're
miserable. Just before we were recording, you were talking to me about your London trip, and you were turning it into work. You were trying to turn it into
work. It's time to grind. It's time to grind across the pond.
You're not gonna let yourself
There's no reason to enjoy anything. It should just be all
grind.
It's all grind.
God, I feel like when you get older. You are gonna look at me and you're gonna say like, I wish I'd listened to you more. You are gonna say that. You are 100%. You're gonna be like,
this is what will happen. If I start feeling regrets, I'll just cut you out of my life. I refuse to ever acknowledge any type of regret to you. If I just don't talk to you one day, you'll be like, that's his message.
That's what happened.
He realized I was right the whole time, and he just wandered out into the woods like an old dog to die under a tree. That's how it'll go.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, I'll get that message.
You'll get the message, but I don't have it in me to tell you to your face.
Yeah, you won't be able to face me.
I won't be able to, you were right about it. I should have really just stopped and smelled the flowers.
Yeah.
Instead of have like a militaristic bent on everything. Like I'm like a heat-seeking missile for grinding. And just like, why would you enjoy anything?
Don't enjoy? No.
No, don't enjoy.
Just grind,
baby.
Just write and perform and
not really make it.
Emails.
Not really get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
not
that,
really get
anything. That is what life should be, is emails. Fun. Emails I send.
The best part about most of these emails is I don't even get a response. That's literally the best part. Send 50 emails, you get 4 answers back.
Yeah.
And 2 of them are like, no.
Yeah.
2 of them just have the dignity to tell you to go fuck yourself.
That's nice.
It's great.
That's like a good situation.
It's a great scenario.
Wow, they said no. Now
oh,
I know
they said
that.
No. Now I have an answer.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, heat-seeking missiles, but you're shooting missiles everywhere.
Yeah.
And a lot of them aren't hitting
just
anything.
Desert. Yeah, there's nothing out there. There's nothing out there to even bomb anymore. Nothing out there to bomb.
That's where you're at. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
But hey, you know, it's good, I think, to have a passion,
mm-hmm.
and you do have that. You have a passion that you pursue. You
know? High school sports coach once said, "I had the fire of the heart."
Whoa!
Yeah,
you do have that.
I do.
The fire of the heart.
I do.
Okay,
have it.
But for this,
I have no. I think for everything.
Oh, really?
I think he was saying like, "You're a fucking fiery guy."
You're a fire guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a fire guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more of a water guy.
Obviously. You're more of a, I don't know, if there was a fifth element, like if vibes were a guy, if that was like the thing, I think you, that would be yours.
Yeah, I would just be vibes.
You would be chill.
Not even, can I just be water though? I feel like water's good.
Yeah, but water rushes sometimes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Water rushes.
Like if a dam breaks, the water's
following.
Yeah,
yeah. It's true. Water can be really
strong and aggressive
sometimes.
You're like a disassociated pond.
Yeah.
Like it filled up a hole.
Still water.
There's no source in or out. It's just going to, the water that's there is there.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's nice. You can sit there for a while.
You can sit there for a while.
Just kind of enjoy, you know,
just
a little.
Definitely still. No movement. No waves.
Nothing. And there's no fish in there either. Empty pond.
It's empty ass pond.
Empty ass pond with no swimmers.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's in you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, there's nothing in me. I'm just water.
Yeah.
I'm like a mirror.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
You're like a reflective fucking surface.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm reflecting you back at you. That's what the podcast
is. It's funny coming to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Because last night it took me a while to realize, like, wait a minute, Hunter knows these people more than I do now.
Yeah, dude, I've already.
Well, because my relationships with them are like cool, but like I'm in and out of town. So like, it's like, I'll see them for a day and then I won't see them for a few months.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's just kind of like that. Like I'm friends with some of them, but like, I don't see them like you do, like multiple days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever, really.
Yeah, yeah. And how good have I done? I've been here a month.
No, but it hit me last night where I was just like talking to them, and then you would be talking to them, and you would have something that was like actually like what two people who know each other,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh damn, this motherfucker's getting in. Look at him. Look at this motherfucker. He's he's like weaseled his way into the like.
Oh,
like,
weasel. That's how I do it.
Not
I'm
weasel
weaseling.
In the way, but like. Like when we were with Lily, you guys already had that whole thing.
Yeah,
I was
We're friends, dude.
You're friends.
I have, like, friends.
The way you had a couple things that you guys were saying, I was like, oh, fuck. I forget, like, yo, you've been here.
Uh-huh.
Because I almost started introducing you to people again last night.
No.
But then I was like, oh, wait a minute. He knows these people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he knows these people more than I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I first got here, though, when you just, I introduced you to a bunch of people.
Yeah,
I was
like,
this is Hunter. And then I was like, oh, I should do that again. And then I was like, wait a minute. He's in.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah, I'm fast.
But it's weird watching you be friends, because I was like, dude, you said something last night. I was just like, this was like the perfect encapsulation of you. We were with Lily, who's a comic here,
mm-hmm.
funny comic.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to pizza. Hunter bought us pizza.
Yeah.
Like our dad,
mm-hmm.
who was like a brother and sister and their dad. he took Lily and me out to pizza. And she was talking about something. I forget what we were talking about, but I said, like, you should go to therapy. And you go, she's already in therapy. You already knew that about her. And I was like, this is the most like Hunter answer ever. You didn't even let her tell me. You're like, she's already in it. Basically, if you could have put your hand on her shoulder, like, Jake, she's already in therapy.
She's doing it. Okay.
It was so,
give her
I was
some
just
space.
Like, that was
okay.
I was like, oh shit, he's in. He's already got a friend who's like, she's taking care of it. Okay. She's already got
We're talking about it, and she's talking to a professional.
Yes.
Listen, Jake, it took us a lot of work to get here, okay? And we're not ready to talk about it with you.
With her therapist. She's also processing with me, okay? I'm like her secondary person. You've already found that, which was so funny.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's me. I get in, and I get into people's hearts, okay?
Immediately.
I go right for the heart.
And she was, you know, she was even like... me and her were bonding because we were like, yeah, like he's gay, right? She was like, you do have like gay energy, but you're not. She said, yeah, I thought you were gay for a little bit. Mm-hmm.
She did say that.
Which, thank you.
Yeah.
Really.
I get it. Everybody
has this weird, like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny to hear her be like, yeah, I mean, for a little bit.
Yeah. Of course.
Of
That's
course.
Where it starts.
Yes.
All right. And then you learn. You get more information.
Yep.
All right. And it comes out that I'm hugely straight.
Hugely straight.
I mean, just the straightest guy.
Straightest guy in the world.
Yeah. I like women so much I want to connect with them more.
I want to be them.
I just want to connect. Yeah. That's it. I'm just trying to connect.
Yeah.
And it's not even a sexy time way. It's just like
I know it's not sexy time.
It's
way.
Not. It's not a sexy time way.
No.
It's just like a getting to know people way.
Yeah.
I want to be able to connect with everybody. I want to be able to like cut through bullshit. I don't like small talk. You know, I just want to talk about real stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Sure.
And I'm getting that with all of these people you introduced me to, like as if you knew them better. And pretty soon you're going to be coming to Minneapolis. I'm going to be like, oh, here's my friend Jake.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, okay. Like, that's what's going to happen.
They'll be like, oh, him? Who?
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about Hunter's little buddy?
Yeah.
Jake?
I'll be like, fuck you. How about that? I fucking built this guy from the ground up. Fuck you. This is my little robot here that I built, dude.
Are you talking about local Minneapolis comedian Hunter Donaldson's little buddy,
yes.
Jake Silverman? Where is that guy from? I don't know.
Kind of everywhere. The road.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of just out there.
Yeah.
He's like Hunter's crazy friend.
Yeah.
You know?
He's out there.
Yeah. He comes through.
He comes through.
Yeah, just yells a bunch, you know?
Yep. I talked about fucking you on stage last night.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
So.
That was crazy because I went up and did a bit. I've been doing a little bit lately about where I just kind of pedestal myself above all these Midwesterners and tell them that none of them can fuck me and
right.
that they're just not good enough.
Yeah.
And it's not because of anything physical. It's like just a mind thing.
Right.
And then all of the comics after me just started talking about fucking me, and it went like five comics deep.
You weren't
even right after me.
No.
And that was still the topic of conversation.
Had to.
Yeah.
We all had to fuck you.
Yeah. That was it.
That's kind of an initiation, right, in the Minneapolis scene.
It made me feel good because I was like, oh, I hope the manager's watching because it's like...
He's like, this guy's got to be part of the club now, dude. Everybody wants to fuck this guy.
Everybody wants to fuck this guy, dude.
He should probably be working here if everybody wants to fuck him, dude. That's like a high quality.
All the comics want to fuck this guy, so he's already in.
We got to get him in.
He's popular.
He's getting banged out by the whole scene.
He's getting banged out by everybody in the scene. Damn, man, woman,
dude, that
everybody.
Would be funny if I came in and it just turned out everybody had been fucking you. I'd be like, what? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We all fuck him.
Yeah, it's just kind of
wild.
A thing people do here. Yeah.
Yeah, we just wanted to fuck this guy.
Yeah. That, you know, because that's been my vibe before. That was my vibe in Portland. You know, everybody had fucked
me.
That was kind of the thing. Everybody had had me.
Everybody
you know?
Had
you couldn't really, you weren't really a real comedian.
You were kind of run through, dude.
Yeah.
That's why you had to leave. People were like, this guy's kind of run through.
Dude, he's kind of used up.
Yeah.
People kept saying that. They're like, dude, he's used up, that guy. Ugh.
Yeah.
He's, a lot of people. A lot of people had that.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
You showed up as a pristine little doll.
Mm-hmm.
You walked out like a fucking...
I'm a dirty, nasty little piece of shit. Just a little trash on the ground. That's me. Ooh, yeah.
They kicked you out.
Kicked me away.
They kicked you to the curb, baby.
Kicked me away. No, I am still pristine. I'm still a virgin in my mind. I'm still a sweet little virgin.
I identify as a virgin.
I identify as a virgin. Why not? I think I'm nice. I'm nice like a virgin's nice.
Yeah.
You know? I'm nice like a virgin that's just kind of seeing what's out there, you know?
Right.
And trying to be kind.
Have you seen the genitalia yet? Are you in that like stage of virginity?
No.
You haven't even seen it.
It's just mystery.
Oh, you don't even know what it looks like.
I don't know.
Dude, it's going to freak you out.
It's all mystery to me.
Dude, it is going to freak you out.
I know.
And it's lower than you think it would be.
It's going to be even lower.
It's way lower.
Wow. Because you'd think it'd be like on the tummy, kind of upper tummy. Even.
You think that because yours is, have you seen yours yet?
I'm not.
Okay, you have no idea what.
I was raised Christian, so I try to like not look at my cock.
But you call it a cock?
I call it a cock.
You don't have a cock.
I don't like
that. Let me tell you that right now. You don't have a cock.
Oh, okay. What's the word I should use for what I have going on?
You have a penis, bro.
Oh, penis. Yeah. Okay.
That's,
medical.
And that's as sexy as you can get.
That's about
you have my, a penis.
Okay. Penis. Okay. What would you, what's the word we use for what you got?
Oh. Dick. Cock.
Log.
No, don't say log. Ugh. Put your log inside of me. Ugh. I'd get soft if someone said I had a log.
Yeah, if somebody said sloppy log, yeah that wouldn't work for you.
Slop all over that log.
I can't do this. I can't.
I want to slop all over that log right now. Yeah.
Ugh. No, I don't like it. It's easier to say than it is to hear.
It's
That's
gross.
What it is.
Yeah.
You can say it, and then you're not really that good. You hear somebody else say it, and then it's, yeah, I get it. Gross. Mm. So, okay, you said cock, dick.
Yeah.
Dick is a weird word.
Put
I don't like
dick
I don't like,
inside of me.
Dick feels, I think weird. Dick isn't very horny sounding. You know what I mean?
Put that big dick. I think big dick is
big
okay.
Dick.
Yeah.
Big dick works, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're just getting dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have someone say, put that big dick inside of me.
Yeah. That's
if
true.
You say dick, if you just say, put that dick inside of me, you're right. It doesn't sound good. For some Man, reason, yeah.
How are we not on the like Bert Kreischer podcast network with
know.
These kinds of.
Yeah.
We just, like, can you imagine if you pulled up like Bert and Tom Segura and they're just saying, put that big dick inside me?
Yeah, put that big dick.
It's like 500,000 views.
This guy's
big
the
dick
geniuses
inside
of comedy that we've always needed. Big dick, dude.
Big dick. Joe Rogan just being like, dude, so what do you call your cock?
Yeah.
Like, can we talk about words for my cock? Like, what do you think my cock is called?
It's like, well, is it Big Joe? Because if it's big, you can say dick.
Big Joe.
Big Joe.
Like Big Joe.
Dude, put your
Joe
Big
Rogan
Joe in me.
Penis.
Put your Big Joe in me.
I mean, he kind of has a penis look to him already. So, I mean, he could pass as a penis, I guess is what I'm saying, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, it is weird when guys look like a penis. It's weird to think that they also have penises.
Yeah.
Like, Jeff Bezos has a penis.
Yes, he
And he just looks like a penis standing up, and then he has a penis coming out of a penis.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
I feel like seeing someone like that naked would look like Photoshop
it
or
would.
Something, you know?
It would look like an alien, I feel like. You would not want to see that.
God, somebody fucks Jeff Bezos. I mean, I guess it's probably easy because of all that money. Like, it probably is actually not.
Yeah.
I'm sure you
But you just
that.
I feel like you got there's so many guys who just look like a penis.
Yeah.
To have a penis is wild then.
Yeah. Maybe it's like maybe Joe Rogan cuz I feel like Joe Rogan he looks like a kind of squat like chunky penis, you know?
Yeah.
Like a chode, I guess.
Yeah, a chode.
But what if he doesn't have that? What if he has like a long skinny pencil dick like a
You don't think that would look weird?
That I mean, I'm saying it would look weird.
Okay.
I'm just saying is it weirder if the penis kind of looks exactly like the guy or if
know.
It doesn't match?
I don't know. Do women want your penis to match you?
I've never known what women's penis preferences are, you know? I just don't know about that.
Yeah. You don't know. It's
no,
so hard
no
to know what they want. It's so hard
it's
to know.
It's hard to know like what qualities a woman is looking for
in a penis specifically.
It's just, what are the clues? Like, what are the attributes that they want? Can someone tell me? Is there anyone listening
is
that can explain to me
tell Hunter
what it is that maybe women like about them?
The penis.
Is it the spirit of it? Is it like kind of a...
Most women are into like kind of a Native American interpretation of penises. Where there's a very like grounded spirit. Yeah.
You smoke it, right?
You smoke it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you smoke it.
Yeah.
It has like an animal attached to it.
Yes.
You know, it has like a spirit animal to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What animal spirit would you attach to your penis?
It has to be something with teeth.
Yeah. You get a teethy,
I got a teeth
teethy
one.
Teethy dick.
Yeah. Ass dick.
So you're talking like, are we going to go, well, okay, Jaguar? That's where I went. Jaguar.
Wow.
What do you think about a Jaguar?
Sleek. It's kind of sleek and fast.
You know? Like, but a little scary. Scary in the dark.
Yeah.
Especially in the dark.
In the dark. You don't know what's hitting you. Yeah. You don't know what is even hitting you then. Yours is what, like a toad? What is yours? Like a little toad?
Toad's actually kind of nice. I sort of like that because it's. I imagine Toad from Frog and Toad, the children's book.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of nice. He's like wearing like old clothes.
Yeah,
you know?
And he's sitting.
Like a little straw hat.
Yeah, he's kicking it.
My penis definitely wears a straw hat.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And kind of has like a little bit of some
straw. From the,
Yeah. I like Toad. That's kind of nice.
Toad is good.
Yeah.
It's not like sexy.
No.
No one is like, put that toad dick inside of me right now. But you know, it is like a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours is like a character actor.
Yes,
yeah,
of course. Yeah, there's a lot of charm
there
to
is.
It.
Yeah, yeah, there's some old Southern backwoods charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you. You know what I mean?
No one has ever accused your penis of hurting them. No one has ever been like, that hurt.
Ow, that hurt.
Ow, that hurt. You'd be like, no, what? What can I do? I'll make it smaller. I don't care. You'd be the first guy in history like, I'll get it reduced.
I'll get it reduced.
Listen, I can't hurt women.
I do not want to hurt her, okay?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah.
And she's getting hurt.
She's getting hurt right
and
now.
And she's like, no, no, no. It's
good. No, it's
and
a good
like,
hurt.
No, it's not good.
It's not good
it's
at all.
It's not good. You're okay. hurt.
You're hurt. You're
and I need
crying.
To. I want to protect you.
You're crying in her arms. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about my big toad
yeah.
penis.
Yeah, your big toad cock over here. She's like, no, it's like the best type of hurt. It's actually good. And you're like, no.
Hurt's bad.
Hurt's bad.
I don't like hurt.
I don't like hurt.
Bad penis.
Yeah.
I'm like slapping
yeah,
my penis.
Cut it off in front of her. This is my tribute to you. I love you. She's like, well, I don't want.
I will never hurt you again.
I don't want you anymore, Hunter, because I liked that. That was the one thing I liked about you.
Damn. Damn. Well, and that's when, you know, I pass her off to you. You know,
right
I'm like,
here.
Well, I know a Jaguar guy. Yeah, yeah. You're in the corner,
I'm just
literally.
Like, hey, what's up?
Like, hey, sorry, he lives with me now.
Yeah.
But.
I'm just his little pet that he keeps in a cage.
Yeah, literally, you're just in a cage.
Just
like
pounding on the doors, like, let me out of here. Just slamming. Get me the fuck out of here. I'm just ready to go. I'm just rock hard, naked, just oiling myself. Just like, finally, I'm out. I have a job. That's what I'm there for.
You're just waiting to hear me from the other room be like, Jake.
Jake, she needs to be pleased now. Yeah, dude. That's what's up.
Oh, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what? How much? Like, you don't want to get a job, do you? I mean, you're going to have to live with me eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to be crashing.
This is a good corner for me, honestly.
You've been a little.
I've been picking out my corner, dude. I think this is a good corner for me. I like to look out the window all day.
Yeah, yeah.
I can kind of guard you while you sleep like a dog. You know, I'll just be at the foot of your bed being like, he's good. My master is good. Yeah. It's this would be good.
You're my
I think
fucking
I can do
guard
that.
Dog,
yeah,
dude, you're gonna be my guard.
Yeah,
I'm
just
I like that.
Pacing. Yeah. I'm yelling at anything that walks
yeah,
by the window. I'm
screaming
waking,
out the window,
waking you up. Like, what the fuck, Jake? I'm just like, there's a guy walked by. It's like, well, okay, we're on the second floor. I don't think he was gonna get
it's,
in. It's like,
he's not getting in, dude.
He had
it's
to
fine.
Know. He had
yeah.
to know that this is our fucking block, dude. Fuck him. Fuck that guy. Yeah, this could be my little role.
Damn, I wish we had been roommates longer. We got a very short window being roommates.
Yeah.
We would have had more fun, I think, if it hadn't been the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it had just, you know, I think we could have been fun roommates. Now it's too late.
It's too late.
It's way too late now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, it's not too late in the sense that I need roommates, but... but it is too late for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's too late for me.
You're the
I've
guy...
Graduated.
You're kind of the classic guy who, like, you... This is... I mean, you're not getting married anytime soon,
right?
But this is as close to either of us getting married.
Yeah, basically.
This one this guy somehow affording his own one-bedroom apartment.
Attainable marriage, essentially, for us.
And this friendship is like you living on your own.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so that'll be tough. I mean, you can crash anytime.
Appreciate
you know, of
it.
Course,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I do happen to live in the same city as your parents.
Right.
So I think they're kind of...
Sometimes I might need a little vacay.
Yeah, that's true. Mom.
Get me out of here.
She's yelling at me too much.
Yeah.
God.
So I'm here. I'm hanging.
Yeah.
Pacing.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be here pacing around.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to work on stuff.
I'm like, I'm watching the TV. It's in your room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're trying to podcast.
I'm like, can you turn it down?
I'm
like
nope,
working.
The game's on. You got to watch the game hella
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, got to watch.
This part about games is you got to watch them loud
gotta
as fuck.
Got to watch them loud. You're just like barking
yeah.
at the fucking TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just clawing my eyes out.
I don't, you're not even in the room with me. You're in like the other room. I'm like worried. You're like ripping stuff up
yeah.
with your teeth
yeah.
and shit.
I'm like a dog that you have to house train.
Yeah, yeah.
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 You I'm do pacing.
Need, you definitely need house training.
I do.
I do not know how you're ever going to live in a house. If that even is a, that's not going to be an option for you. But if it came up, you would have to go through some stuff.
Let's be know? Real, dude. I'm thinking about the van again.
Oh, no.
The van might be an option.
No.
Who knows?
Why? This is always with you in the fucking
van. The
van
just might. Because I've been looking
you.
At it for the last 2 days. It's sitting
oh,
in my.
Yeah,
dude,
it is.
It's the most van it's ever been. It has a fucking flat tire. It's just in my parents' driveway. It's all. It looks all fucked up.
Wow. You know what? Can, round of applause for your parents.
Yeah.
Okay. What yeah. sweet people.
They really are
they're
nice.
Chill with just like, well, this is going to look like shit
I'll
every day.
I'll tell you. It did not have a flat tire when I parked it. it there.
Okay.
I just came home and they're like, oh yeah, the tire's flat. And I was like, oh really? They're like, yeah, we don't know what happened. I was like, okay, well, yeah, I'm not going to fix
it. Well, somebody came through and just slashed a tire.
I was like, fuck it.
They looked up because it has your name on it.
Yeah.
They pulled up your Instagram. They're like, hated fuck it. This guy.
They hated
slashed
it, dude.
Slashed tire.
They hated it.
Yeah. They're like, it's not funny. Yeah, all right.
This is
fuck
not
him.
Good. Yeah. This is not good.
Yeah. But so you're thinking about getting back in the van. And then what? You're going to live in the van in New York again?
No.
McCarran Park calls?
It's calling. The van is calling, dude.
Yeah.
You see that fucker and you're just like, God damn it. I love you, girl. It's kind of like that ex that you're not supposed to be with, but you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
I want to ruin my life again, I feel like.
Right.
I'm getting too stable out there.
Oh, yeah. Living in some guy's living room.
My living room
with no privacy.
It's like, just good. I know. I am like, it's so funny because like, so I just have like a one of those like Japanese like dividers.
Yeah, 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 that you'd get dressed.
I feel like a fucking geisha.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'm just like, don't peek.
Yeah, you're like, no peeking.
Yeah, as I'm just, you know, it's very embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
here's a bit that I've been kind of doing on stage, mm-hmm. but it's like I realized that I actually had more doors in the van than my own house.
Oh, damn, that's true.
Because I don't have a door.
It's just an open
area. It's just
area.
Literally a living room.
Wow.
So the guy can walk in at any time. There's no warning
in the van,
system.
You got four doors.
I had doors. I had windows that I could cover up. I had like, it was like a little lockbox
okay.
for me.
Maybe you do need to get back in the van.
Maybe you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe it was a better deal.
It was a better deal.
It was definitely a good deal.
Great deal.
And you just, you know, anytime you need to go do comedy, you just
chill.
Drive out to wherever
chill.
It is
chill
and
time.
Just fucking do it.
A little chill time.
Yep. And then it's, you know, I mean, it's obviously the women that you attract don't care, you know?
So. Yeah. They love it, dude. They fucking love it.
They're like, oh, a van? That's perfect
oh my,
for you.
Yeah, yeah. And us.
Yeah. What a
and
vibe.
And us, too.
What a vibe for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, for us, we can make this work for a week or two.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, if I was driving around in a van, no one would come back to me with that van. That's I can't pull that off, I don't think.
Yeah.
I really don't think so.
I think you could.
I think...
Because you would, like... Here's the thing. You would like the van you have would be, it might not be like the great big vans.
Right.
I don't think you would have like one of the Sprinters.
Right.
Well, you might actually. Mm-hmm. I think though you would like decorate it in a way that a woman could feel safe.
Oh yeah. There'd be like,
mine is like
things.
Straight up. Like it looks like a coffin in there.
Yeah.
It's
it
just
looks
a
like
wood
you're gonna kill
pine
somebody.
Box.
Yeah. 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 You've been in no way. It's funny that you want to be back in this van. Because you in no way put any love into that van at all.
No.
Just looking in it, it was just like, I mean, I honestly, every time I've been in it, I can't imagine that he sleeps in here. Like, I just can't imagine it. I can't fathom the idea of you, it just would be so depressing to sleep there, you know?
I don't think about it.
Yeah. You're just filling your piss jugs.
Yeah, dude, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's all a tool.
Yes, it's all tools.
My whole life is a tool.
It's a tool in order to get.
Well, I've
more
never
comedy.
Decorated anything.
That's true.
Any room I've had,
your
it's
room
all blank walls.
Oh well, yeah, never mind. Yeah,
I don't do shit, bro.
It's funny. I forgot that I moved into a room that was your room.
Yeah, you slept on my bed.
Yeah,
I just gave you my bed.
Yeah, I slept on your bed.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was nothing in there.
Yeah, there was literally nothing in there.
It was blank walls.
I seamlessly just put my stuff in there. It was like, all right, I live here now.
Yeah,
like,
he lives there.
It took
now.
Like a day.
Yeah,
and
it was
like,
easy.
My room now.
Yeah, there was nothing. Nothing, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So
damn.
Yeah. So why would the van be different?
Yeah, I mean that's really what it is. Is that it's? But I, you do gotta like, I don't know. You're not affected by that. Like that doesn't like get.
I mean,
to
I probably am. Yeah. I'm probably deeply affected by it. I just don't even know.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'm massively affected
by it.
Yeah,
you're affected.
I just can't tell.
Yeah.
Because I'm already in it so long.
Right, right. This, I think, goes back to a thread that I want to keep going, which is the idea of dating yourself, which is something I've been doing.
Right.
And
We can tell.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
Your whole little coffee setup here.
My coffee station.
He has a whole, I didn't even realize there's a fucking plug-in on that thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. It's a great setup, okay?
Damn.
And I got it for myself as a treat because I'm embracing this new philosophy of being like, I treat myself really good. In the past, I've always been like, you know, I'll have like some girlfriend or something, and I'm like, oh, I got to treat her really good.
Nope.
Right now, you're I'm trying to make myself the girlfriend.
Your ultimate form is you're your own girlfriend.
Yes, I'm trying to be my own girlfriend right now and treat myself really good. And it's great. And actually, it makes me even feel like I have even more energy to treat others well.
Right.
The fact that I'm treating myself well.
Yes.
Yeah. It makes me feel even more like just out and about in the world being like, I just want to treat people good and be nice.
Right.
You know? Yeah. That's how I met like 100 people over the last like month, and they're all my friends. I made 100 new
friends.
I have 100 new friends.
Damn.
In addition to the thousands that I already had.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's all because you have a coffee machine or whatever this
yes.
is.
Yeah.
That's why. That's
yeah,
why.
That's part of it philosophically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's part of what's going on inside my heart and inside my mind.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
And then you are just talking about getting in a creepy, you know,
fourth year in a row,
you're going to be in a van.
Maybe. I'm saying maybe. I'm saying
you're saying maybe.
It's and it probably won't happen.
Probably not.
But I'm just saying the option.
It's summer. You can't be in the van in the summer anyways.
Did it last year.
Fuck.
Remember that one time where I was like, yeah, I slept a block away from your house, but you guys had partied all night, so I could have slept at your house?
Yeah.
That was truly the worst night in the van. It was during that heat wave.
Yeah.
I had to sleep with the door cracked open, which is always kind of scary
really
in New
scary.
York.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, dude, I hope no one comes by. And I think I slept naked with the door open.
Wow.
I was just like, well, if someone sees it, they see it, because I'm fucking too hot to have clothes on right now.
Right, right.
And then, you just wake up at like 6:30. You're like, I haven't slept all night.
Damn,
and then I remember
dude.
Talking to you. I was like, I was going to hit you up, but it was late. You're like, we were doing karaoke to 3 a.m. You could have slept on the couch. I was like, fuck me, dude.
Well, I mean, no, you couldn't have really slept on the couch because we were doing karaoke.
Yeah, but I would have rather at least been there.
Right.
Then you had AC.
Yeah. No. You would have been way more comfortable.
I would have been awake and cold.
Once we were done partying, you would have had a great time sleeping.
So nice.
And if you had texted me at all, I would have been like, get over here, dude.
It got to a point last summer where I was like, damn, dude, I'm like, because I was bouncing between a few places because it got so hot for a few weeks.
Right.
I was just like, shit, I just got to eat it one night and just do the van.
See, and that's your
and then
fucking
I just
brain.
Did
dude.
It.
That because you did not need
so
to do that.
Bad.
No one was like,
it was so
no one was counting how many times you were staying at their place. Like, you could have stayed at my place way more.
Right.
And
well,
everybody, and honestly, if any of the other people living there would have had a problem with it, I would have been like, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would have gone apeshit.
Yeah.
You were the alpha of that house.
I was.
Crazy. Bro, you guys should have seen this fucking household to see that Hunter was the most dominant male force. When I walked in there the first time, I was like, holy shit. I didn't know four dudes like this could get together.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought there was some type of decree.
You
where
didn't
he was
know
like,
the deepness of the softness.
No,
yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, which I should, because anything soft, like, it has give.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course.
But like, I had kind of, you are the softest person in my life.
Right. But I'm a hard person in my life. That's
it's
the
crazy.
Thing.
It was crazy. You were the hardest dude by far. Like, you were almost a bully to those kids. And I was like, this is nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so. And you guys were like a little Russian nesting doll because you all had the. You were like, it was like Sean, tall guy.
Sean, tall.
And then.
Me. And then Shelton. And
then
Ben.
And it was like this little Russian nesting doll of nerddom and softness.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was sometimes hard for me to be there.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And that's why I think it's great that you got to meet all those people and were associated
crazy.
With them. And then whenever I left, we got to have that great moment of you being like, I'm never going to see any of you people
I
ever
know.
Again.
And you know, they're nice guys. They were always nice to me.
And they liked you a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
But it was just crazy being like, man, we went to that like Christmas tree lighting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here, bro.
What?
Because then
I don't
they
even
brought
remember.
Their girls too, and their girls are all softies.
Yeah,
and I was
true.
Like, there's like 8 people here that I am not relating to right now.
Yeah, that's true. You were like in a group of people that were all very, very
and I
soft.
I said something, and I remember the look that one of the girls gave me.
Yeah.
I said like a joke.
Yeah.
And dude, one of the girls looked like she wanted to stab me in the fucking throat.
Damn.
She was
dude.
So mad.
Damn.
They were
not. You don't remember what the joke was?
Nah, I don't remember, but I remember like a few of the guys laughed because they like Jake says stuff like this.
Yeah,
and dude, I don't think I'd ever met this girl.
Right.
It was like Shelton's girl.
Right.
And she looked
and she
at
was
me
like, fuck.
And she was like, he's not supposed to be here. I remember she just gave me that look of like,
he's not
this
supposed
is
to be
off.
Here with,
yeah. Why is he saying shit like this? And I just remember being like, yeah, I got to get out of here. Because then you guys went to a restaurant and I was like, I didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah.
We walked
you
by
You said goodbye
to
me.
To
like you were
and
like
I just
walking.
Walked down the subway yeah. stairs and yeah. they were like, all right, bye. I was like, see you guys. Yeah.
yeah.
Couldn't
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. That was, I loved bringing you into that
it
world.
It was a weird it world for me to be in.
It was good. But yeah, no, I miss that. I miss that dynamic. And it's, I feel like we have more common ground here, so it's not really going to happen.
I know
out here
people
so much.
In the Midwest.
Yeah. You know people.
I know
here.
These people.
Yeah. Yeah, but I had like dorky, soft movie friends. They were all just like into movies. That's all they liked, you know? Yeah. That yeah. apartment, though, very pretty. Very pretty apartment. I mean, you have to admit that it was
oh, yeah.
like pretty.
Great apartment.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
apartment.
Yeah. Hot. Hot apartment.
Yeah.
But
they're paying $9,000 a month.
It was
for
only
it.
$9,000
a month,
people.
A
four
men,
bedrooms. Yeah.
Four men and 9,000. That's a great deal.
That's a great deal. Every day you have three roommates.
Yeah.
Every
go,
day.
What's up? How's it going?
Was paying, I don't know how, like so much more than I am paying to live alone here.
Oh, yeah.
So much more.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Insane.
You should go back. No. You should fuck everything up and move back to New York, dude. Would that be funny?
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
It'd be so funny.
Yeah. And but, I'm just like, I push out the guy that took
yeah.
my spot. I'm like, you got to leave, dude.
Well, you could easily.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I'm
you
still
could
on
show
the lease.
Up today.
Yeah.
And well, and you're just tough.
Yeah.
In their world, you're like Clint Eastwood
that's
to them,
true.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah. They
you
like
could
when
just
I'm
walk in and be like, get out of my room. And they'd be like, oh, all right, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
fuck, okay.
It'd be like a little old Western town that scatters inside yeah. the saloon when you yeah. walk down the main street.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you'd be fine.
What makes me hard in soft world is that soft people, this is the only thing that frustrates me about soft people, is I
got a lot of things that frustrate
I know,
me about soft
I know,
soft
but
people.
I even have stuff.
Wow.
That's why this is, you know.
Crazy.
Soft people need to be more comfortable with confrontation, with talking about stuff. I'm a talk person.
Yeah.
If there's a problem, I want to talk about it. I don't want to let it fester.
Yeah.
I don't want to let it go.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, it's not hard in this situation with me and you, but if we're just softies around, the idea that I'm willing to talk about stuff that might be not great or hard to talk about, that makes me hard as fuck. Because
yeah.
soft people will just be like, I'm going to hide like a little mouse and we're
yeah.
not going to talk about this at all
yeah.
forever. And it's
yeah.
like, dude, that's just going to make bad feelings. I don't want to make bad feelings. I want to
yeah.
make good feelings. Okay?
Yeah, you're a good feeling factory over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just pump out good feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, yeah, those motherfuckers were... But it was funny because they were also all like drug addicts and sex addicts, which was like very funny. It was a very weird dichotomy with these like soft men with like even like soft voices.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, what'd you guys get into? Like, I don't know, Sean or, well, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever.
Their names.
Yeah, yeah.
We're out all night doing ketamine.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they went to like a German gay orgy or whatever. And that's them.
Yeah.
But then they'd also be like, so what? What is going on today? Is that boy Jake coming over and is he going to
please
make
no.
fun of things?
He's going to say mean
But the night
things.
Before, it's like... it was very weird
yeah.
finding that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were all just like...
It's very New York, I
yeah,
feel like,
it was.
To have like soft weirdos that do fucked up
just
crazy
like
shit.
Wild
but then
drugs.
Can't like, you
But
know.
They can't like process like a off-color joke.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
but it's just like, oh yeah,
can't deal with you. Can deal.
I watched a guy with
German
hooks
sex
in
party.
His back get sucked off at a milking table, and then, but like this, Jake came in and said a few things at a comedy show, and it just threw me for a loop.
Whoa, this is not like the milking table. The
milking table guys, I get that world. But this guy's saying words that make me feel weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I get so nervous at comedy shows. If only we could go back to the German milking table
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Does anybody... Can I boof some ketamine real quick so I can fucking process
this? Oh,
this
comedy show, it's so much social pressure.
Yeah.
If only I could insert ketamine right into my asshole.
And then, like, have a quasi-gay experience that isn't even that gay for mm-hmm. me tonight, mm-hmm. you know?
I want to watch a man in a mask suck off a man in a mask, yeah. okay? But comedy? Oh, what if they talk to me? Crowd work, I'm scared.
I'm scared of these people. They're talking about their dating lives, and it's scaring me.
Oh, no, it's so scary.
Anyways, my rectum is bleeding because I put too much ketamine in it last night.
I got bloody rectum from all the K.
I'm in a K-hole right now. Some of those guys honestly felt like during the shows they would rather be in a K-hole. Yeah. They're just like, I wish I was in a K-hole right now.
Can you just put me in a K-hole right now?
Can you just insert me into a K-hole? Because Hunter and Jake are trying to make a room full of strangers laugh, and it's really bothering
They're
me.
They're trying to be funny, and I don't like that pressure. And they're like raising their hands like, can you suck each other off? I just need like
something. Is there
something...
some type of suck-off that's going to be happening? Because if not...
is this a Thursday night suck and fuck? Yeah. Or is this like kind of a comedy show situation?
A comedy show. So there's no music, and there's no K-holes, and there's no butt fucking.
Can someone turn the music up? I can barely hear it. Yeah. Okay, I'm just listening to these guys
talk.
Can
it be pitch black, and can there be loud, aggressive music? And can somebody, can the faint of fucking be in the background? Mm-hmm. And can a stranger be shoving a condom of ketamine up my
ass? It doesn't
smell
like sweaty cock in here.
I don't
okay?
get this.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Why am I sitting in a seat that just, like, there's no hole in the seat for someone to fuck me through?
Yeah, why isn't there an asshole so I can get fucked up my ass? This makes no sense to me.
Oh, Jake, I don't know about that joke.
Why is Hunter asking me to do my dishes? This is really scary right now. This is so scary.
This is so scary.
I need to go to an all-night wave and put ketamine up my butthole. And have quasi-gay experiences. But if Hunter asked me to take out the garbage, I might fucking cry. Yeah, that shit was wild, bro. Those guys, those boys were wild. Those boys were wild.
I love so much to have exposed you to that
it
world.
It was crazy.
That's like, that was, we should have gone out with them is the
we
thing.
Should've.
That's the only thing we fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we should have.
I literally, I might try, if I come visit, I might try and make that happen. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be like, Jake's back. He's coming.
Yeah.
He has to come.
We're going. Okay?
And then we're doing it for real though, because I don't want to, I would do it not for real sometimes, like, because I'm not going to do K or whatever.
Right.
But it's like, the thing that I hate about it is like, it would be like, they would be like, all right, we're going to go to sleep. And it's like 11 p.m. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I thought we were going out. They're like, yeah, we are. We're going to wake up at 4 a.m. and then we're going out.
Right.
And then we're going to stay out until probably about 2 p.m.
Right.
I'm like, I don't have to. I mean, I have to do
something.
Something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if I have something to do. I just might have to. And I don't know if I can do this.
Right.
Like this.
And they're like, yo, pussy. Why are you such a pussy about everything?
The milking table doesn't start till 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you think they turn the milking table on before 5 a.m.? You fucking idiot.
Ooh la la, it's not going to be there until 5.
Ooh la la is not going to be there until 5 a.m., Hunter. Don't you want to get milk next to all your friends, but it's not gay? Yeah. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la is not there until 5.
Ooh la la doesn't turn his milking gloves on until 5 a.m., Hunter. You must get milk in the a.m.
Do you have your own pair of milking gloves?
Hunter, haven't you ordered your own pair of milking gloves? Ooh la la doesn't use his own for a new strange cock. You have to put your own milking gloves on ooh la la. Yeah, dude, you gotta get ooh la la'd. You gotta get ooh la la'd at 5 a.m. It's New York City. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I was saying is we gotta get milked.
I'd get ooh la la'd.
Yeah, you get ooh la la'd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun if that awakened something in you.
I mean, I've been to parties like that.
Of course.
I don't think they could milk anybody.
Yeah.
They could milk a woman.
Sure.
That was the funniest thing about those places that I went. It was like no cocks out, but you could just watch a chick get fingered.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
This is a weird,
weird line.
It is an extremely weird line. You're just watching these guys in like a leather mask just like violently finger a woman on a table while all these other guys watched. But then if one guy pulled his cock, I was like, no, get him out of here.
Oh, no.
Get him
kill
out
him.
Of here. Kill him right now. No cocks out.
Ooh la la says kill him.
Ooh la la says no homo. It's like, okay. Okay, no homo, sure. Yeah, it was very wild.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
and it was just at the Bossa Nova ballroom. That was the funniest part.
What?
They had these like kink parties that I went to a few times.
Okay.
And it was just so funny because like, you know, you kind of expect it just not to be next to Sizzle Pie.
Right. Like, yeah, you're just like walk off the street into a place. And
it was just like a bunch of wild people doing weird shit to each other.
Yeah.
But it was just, I was always like, I mean, I don't want to pull my dick out here, but I just feel like I should be able to.
Yeah.
Like, out of any of the places that I should be able to pull my dick out,
it should be
this
like
should
right
be the
here.
Place.
Yeah.
While
yeah.
I'm watching this girl get fingered while another dude whips her ass.
Yeah. Right.
Just seems like the cock could be out.
I think so. It seems like a weird restriction.
It's funny that even in the sex club world, people are like, God, guys are weird. We can't have their cocks out. We cannot have their dicks out, dude.
Guys, they just
get weird as hell with their dicks out, man. Just put it, make them fully. But it's like on the surface, it looks weird. It's like all these fully, well, they're not fully clothed, but you know, they're in like.
Yeah,
leather.
Yeah.
I mean, I was. Gear, that was always. I was like, "Yeah, just, I'm in a hoodie."
You just look like this.
I just look like this. Like, yeah, I'm in a hoodie right now.
Yeah. I just, you know, I just walked in off the street.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Just some street boy here at the Kink Show.
Yeah, just I bought a $20 ticket, and I just kind of kicked it here.
Yeah,
for a few hours.
I don't get any drinks. No drink tickets.
No
oh,
drinks.
No.
What?
Wow.
I'll do a set.
Yeah, I'll do a set. Does it? Do y'all need some comedy to kind of take the edge off a little bit?
God,
you know,
that's the gig right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you did that one.
Oh yeah, the sex show.
Yeah.
That was that. Did you ever do the
shows I got banned from in Portland?
Yeah. So you got banned from that one. Did you ever do the sex show where they had all this weird liability stuff and they had to walk you through everything in order for you to do the show? It paid really good. I think you were sort of like not around for some reason.
God, was there a third? I've done sex club shows in two different sex clubs in Portland.
Yeah.
There was the one, the Red Velvet.
Yeah.
The red, was it Red Rope or Red Velvet? Velvet Rope?
Velvet Rope, I think.
There was that one.
Yeah.
Off of like 39th and Powell.
Sure. Yeah.
And then there was the one that I got banned from.
Yeah.
And I got banned for making a joke, by the way.
Yeah, for a joke.
You can't say I got, it sounds like I did something
weird. No, none of the comics ever did any sex stuff. Like, it was always very uncomfortable, and then people would just leave or whatever.
The idea of doing comedy at a sex club before you did it was like, this is going to be hot. And then it was truly a room full of the people you never wanted to watch have sex.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like kind of a thing of like, once the show is over, you're like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
I immediately left.
I do not
want
to.
I don't want to watch this. I already saw more than I wanted
to see. Yeah.
I saw an ugly person and an uglier person touching each other in a way that I didn't want to see. And so I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to get out of here.
Yeah. It was not fun.
Yeah. What I feel like you didn't do, there's this one you didn't do. I can't remember what it's called. And I only did it one time,
okay.
But the way it worked was there were a lot of rules. You had to show up at a very specific time that was like over an hour before the show.
Oh, I did that one. That was the Velvet Rope.
Okay.
Yes.
And so they walk you through
they
everything.
Do.
They explain everything to you as if you were going to fuck.
I know.
And even if you say over and over, I'm not going to, it's fine. I'm going to leave like right away.
Yeah.
They still are like, nope, have to tell you. And then so much detail. They would be like, and this, so you can like get in here and then you can kind of just watch people from in here and be like, that's cool.
I'm good.
No shade. I don't need to know this.
I'm gone. I'm already gone in my mind, dude. I don't want to be
here. I am not staying here. I know the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I've already done a show like this.
Yeah.
You think this is the first sex club show I've done in this town? I've done it. And
I'm
you
a
people
Portland
are gross.
Comedian. Are you
people
serious?
People are gross as hell.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around y'all. You're nasty people. And not in the sexy nasty in the way I like. You're gross.
Dude,
I was, it was so funny the time I did that one.
Mm-hmm.
People who had seen me perform at the park, the big Laurelhurst Park show, like a week before, were there.
Wow.
And they're like, hey, we saw you at the park. And I was like, damn, y'all about to be fucking later.
Yeah.
And it was weird because this was one of the, I don't know why. Do you think it's sadder when a woman wants to do it versus a man?
What do you mean? Like,
because, okay, I just got the vibe. It was this couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the dude didn't want to be there.
Clearly tell the guy was like, I don't want to watch my girl get fucked. I don't want to fuck my girl in front of these people. But she was very like, yeah, we're at this club. And he was just like, we're here. And I could just tell that he was just like, she probably gave me an ultimatum.
Yeah.
And it was like, we need to do weird stuff like this or else I'm leaving you. And so he was just
there. God, that's so tricky.
You should dump her.
Well, of course. I just mean like it's if you get invested in a person, and you find out that they want to go somewhere you don't want to go. You know what I mean? That's tough.
But that ain't working. That's not gonna work.
You're like, this is simple. Actually,
it's so
simple. It's over. Yeah.
I mean, so you're just gonna be at a sex club, and eventually she's gonna be like, "Could me and this guy do something?"
Right.
What are you gonna be like? I love you. Like, you're gonna be so mad. It's gonna break you.
Yeah.
Him being there, I could tell he was like already shattered.
Yeah,
he was just kind of like he
If they're going to make it work, he shouldn't be there. He should not be there. Yeah.
He should be with a woman who doesn't want to do that stuff.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's an option too. But I just mean like if they're trying to make it work, he shouldn't have to be there, you know? Like she should just do that, you know? That's what I think.
Cheat on him?
It wouldn't be cheating if they're like open or whatever. Clearly they're at a sex club. Like they're not showing up like we're super monogamous people, you know?
Yeah. I felt really bad for him.
Yeah.
Cause it was after the show. The mm-hmm. show was over and they're like, hey, we mm-hmm. just saw you at the thing and now we saw you here.
Yeah.
And he just had like fear in his eyes.
Damn.
To the point where I wanted to be like, yo, I'm not gonna fuck your girl right now. I think he was just like, oh shit, there's a guy talking to us. Is he gonna fuck you?
He's gonna fuck her.
I was like, no, dude, yo, I don't want to touch you guys. They were actually, I think the girl was kind of cute, but I was just like, this is not my scene.
Yeah, yeah, the vibe is wrong, the place is wrong. Yeah, I get it. No, I remember when I did that show, there was a mother and daughter that were there, and that was, I was like, okay. Yeah. This is just not, it's I don't know.
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. And I did not, I do not crowd work at a sex club. I don't ask them questions. Oh. That came out like during my set, like unprompted basically. Ugh. And it was just kind of like, and I remember, I think I kind of loved it too.
What are you even doing? So the plan is potentially at some point, the mom or the daughter is going to watch one of each other fuck?
I don't know. I don't even
like I'm trying to think of the scenario. The best case scenario is that you both go into a different room.
Sure. And maybe that's how it works. I don't know.
But still at the end of the day you leave and you go, "Hey, we both fucked new people in the same building."
Yeah.
And you're my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, some people shouldn't have families, man. It's just like, what the fuck are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah. What are we doing?
The worst case scenario is they're fucking the same man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just to because it's sounding like the more
that's
we unpack
like
it, it just sounds horrifying.
That's like potentially someone's wife and daughter. Can you imagine your wife and daughter doing the same thing?
I want to say they were both older. Like, I mean, the mom was quite older and the daughter was like an adult woman. She wasn't a young adult. She was an adult woman. I do want to say that as if that makes it bad. I'm not really saying. I just mean like it started like sounding even grosser in my head.
Yeah.
And I just think you should have been there. It was slightly less gross, but it's still like as a concept, especially again, not asking. They're just fucking throwing it out there at me. That was like one of the worst times I've ever like flubbed on the audience.
Yeah,
volunteered some information to me, and literally it was so, I was so not ready to hear it.
You
don't
want to see
that.
What
the fuck am I supposed to do with that? I don't know. I don't know what to do with that, basically. I wish you hadn't given me that because I'm just trying to be funny and get the fuck out of here, you know? Like,
I'm trying to collect my check, bitch.
I'm trying to get paid.
This is just a gig to me.
I'm trying to get paid and leave, dude. And you're telling me stuff I just don't want to hear, and I'm not ready to improvise with it. I don't even know if I... You know what I mean? Like, somebody tells you something like that, you're like, I don't even know what I can do with this. It's weird.
Nicki Moon would have been like, can I fuck both of you at the same time? Can I fuck both of you? Oh, my God. I want to fuck both of you at the same time.
Yeah, that's what he would have done, dude. Yeah, wow. Invoke that guy.
Yeah,
for a long time.
I haven't thought about that guy in a long time.
Yeah, Nicki Moon.
Nicki Moon.
That's a guy, like, that name. You just hear that name, and that's a comedian. Nicki Moon.
Yeah.
You know who that guy is.
You know who that
you
guy is.
You already got that guy.
You know that dude got kicked out of the scene for some improper behavior.
Yep. Yeah, dude.
Yes. Salute.
We are saluting.
Bye bye.
Good job, everybody.
Good job.
Yeah.
You came with us today.
Go see Jake's Portland show.
Your
fucking show.
Yeah, I forgot.
You were almost a very naughty boy.
Guys, so this is coming out Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no. It's coming out
after.
Oh,
it's too late. Fuck.
Well, guys, the show happened.
The show happened. You did great.
Hopefully you came.
Crushed. Yeah, you better have come to Jake's show. If you're hearing this now and you didn't go to and you live in Portland and you didn't go to
tickets,
Jake's show, you're in trouble.
Tickets as of recording were rough.
Ooh.
So
okay, yeah, this is good because since it's after we
tickets
admit
as
a
of
bit
recording
of
were rough. Mm-hmm. Maybe we added some. They lowered the price of the tickets.
Yeah, the price
which
is lowered
always
on
a
the...
wonderful message to get. Hey, what do you feel about tickets being $10 instead of $20?
Yeah,
and you go, I don't have a choice, obviously.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're
that
asking.
That would be crazy for you to respond.
No,
keep them 20.
Keep it 20. We'll roll with what we got. We'll roll with what we got here. B, you just hope somebody buys the $10 tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, if you bought the $20 and you're hearing this now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, too bad.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Either way, I am sad. I'll tell you that. No matter what you paid for the ticket, I probably kind of bummed about how that show turned out.
Right, right.
And so, you know. Yeah,
there you go.
Whew. Life is great.
Yeah, hey, life's great.
So you really wonder why I might have to go back to the van?
You might have to go back
because
to the van.
These shows ain't doing
hey,
well.
Hey, you've always got me as a fallback.
Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. You're gonna,
all right.
You're going to be okay.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.